Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Lucky Bottle, written and read by Chris Wormel. Chapter 1. Storm. Have you ever seen a model sailing ship inside a bottle? Yes? Well, did you know that such an object is called an impossible bottle? Because, of course, how would one get a little ship with masts and sails in through the narrow neck of a bottle? I don't know. Do you? This is the story of how the very first little ship got inside a bottle, and the person who put it there. It begins, however, not with a model, but with a real full-sized ship, long ago on a faraway ocean and on a wild night of tempest, with waves so tall the ship looks almost as though it were a little model. Decks awash, masts snapped, the ship tilts to this side and that, bow rising steeply high above the stern, as a vast mountain ridge of ocean climbs into the sky, then tips and folds and crashes down upon the ship. And it is gone. A barrel bobs up to the surface, a splintered fragment of mast, the broken bowsprit, the ship's wheel, shards of plank. Then a hand, clutching, grasping, gripping the rope-ringed fragment of mast. A head, an arm, a young boy spluttering, spitting, coughing, retching the salt sea, gasping in the wind and rain, clinging to the mast, white as a ghost amid the vast ink-black ocean. Clinging, rising and falling with the waves. Hours pass, and the boy begins to slip in and out of consciousness. His body is numb with cold, frozen fingers loosening their grip. Then, Jack! A voice calling his name, faint and distant amid the roar of the wind. It comes again. Jack! Urgent, insistent. Wild hope flares in the boy's heart, and he tries to call out, but can only croak a cracked whisper. He seems to see his father splashing through the surf towards him, arms reaching out to rescue him as the foaming white breakers engulf him. Jack! And now he knows the voice is just a memory, the voice of his father from a long ago sunny afternoon on a distant beach. There is no one to rescue him. He grips the rope-lashed mast, rising and falling with the hill-sized humpbacked swell. Face down, cheek pressed into wet sand, Jack lay on a beach. A fly settled on the back of his neck. He opened an eye, and lifting his head, coughed and spat out sand and sea. Then sitting up, he raised a hand, shading his eyes against the glare, looking along the beach to right and left, then out across the blue-green ocean. For a moment, he'd thought it might have been that other beach of long ago, that his father would be there, and his mother and sister. But no, he was alone, with a few fragments of the broken ship scattered across the white sand.